And we're joined now by Knoxville golf coach Barry Smith as we are wrapping up the spring season of golf at Knoxville, which Barry was quite successful on both fronts, boys and girls. We'll start boys first. Fifth straight time reaching the state meet. That's got to be a proud thing for the whole program to have accomplished that.
I think so. The boys really hold that to a standard. I think that's been set within our program, and the ability for those boys to, you know, battle through and get back is something I don't think they'll ever forget about. And, you know, I'm just proud to be along for the ride.
Tough first day, you know, you have those days every once in a while. You know, how well did they come back, and, you know, what kind of things did they show you on the course, you know, day two?
We just, you know, the first day we just had a couple of bad holes, and it kind of, you know, the residual effect of that. So we didn't place where we wanted to, but the second day we really played a lot better. And we knew where our misses were supposed to be, and we just avoided some of the bigger numbers. And that's been something we've been trying to preach all year, is let's make sure that we don't have those big numbers and try to minimize that. And just a couple unfortunate swings, and I think we would have been okay with our first day.
As you look through the season, you know, from day one to when you walked off the course for the last time at state, you know, what kind of improvement did you see from these guys? Because there really wasn't a lot of questions. It was just like, okay, how well can these guys do?
Well, and that was it. You know, we had some, and I'm not sure if I told you this before or not, but we did have some people saying, we didn't realize you guys were going to be this good this year. And I, you know, and when they get to that point and the boys kind of hear that, it just, you know, gives them some extra pride in their step. And what I seen throughout the whole year was just, you know, you take baby steps and then you take a setback. And we did that earlier in the year. We played well coming out of the gate, but then we went to Boss Landon for the Dutch Invitational, and we kind of went away from there like, whoa, we've got some work to do. And I think ever since then, the boys have had they refocused and did the little things. And although we didn't ever win a tournament or invite, I mean, we won some meets and so forth, we were always starting to get towards the top of the leaderboard. And that's where I could see the improvements being made, and just trying to make sure that we stayed aggressive, but not too aggressive. We knew that we had the capability of going into some of those tournaments that we should be near the top. And I think that's where the boys really started to lock in. And, you know, when we went to, you know, sectionals we had at home, we played well there. And we didn't play bad at conference. It was just a different course that none of us had played regularly. And then when we went to districts and Waverly, it was we really started off well. And I people probably don't realize this, but about halfway through the meet we were actually ahead of Waverly, and they ended up winning the state tournament. So that shows you the type of drive that the team has. And, you know, and with all those boys coming back next year, we're hoping it just continues to go from there.
It's not like you were completely inexperienced. I mean, Brady, Luke, and I think one or two others might have been on the state team or went up to state with the guys in the last few years to kind of know what it's like. So they weren't all totally green when you walked on to the season this year.
They weren't green. When they stepped on that first tee at state, they were a little scared and nervous. But I think, you know, when you look at Brady, this is his third year in a row going to state. Luke was on our team last year. Urban was on the team. Grant and Mikey went along to observe what was going on, and they played in a lot of, you know, different things last year for us. So trying to acclimate them to that environment and getting them used to, you know, I got to give credit to Joel. He did a tremendous job of making sure we got the boys up there when I couldn't be there, because on the flip side, I've got other things going on with the girls' team. And I do want to shout out to my parent group and some of them. They just were phenomenal in getting our boys up there and getting them ready for the state meet. And it's just, you know, to have that happen again and raise that banner and that we'll put into the gym, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful feeling.
Talking to Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach on KNIA KRLS. Let's switch to the girls. And, you know, probably about what you expected, but, you know, the end of the year, pretty solid. In fact, very good. Kaylee gets to go to state and, you know, gets to experience that and, you know, maybe take away from that to learning a few things.
Well, one of the things, you know, that on the girls' side is that we did see a lot of growth as a team too. When we had all five players there, we were, you know, our scores were starting to come down. We finished fourth in conference for that team, and that's something that I'm not sure we were quite expecting. I think we did finish seventh out of 12 at regionals, and you know, just the girls are starting to set personal best through 9 holes or 18 holes, where it may be. Some of that helped by playing Oskaloosa multiple times and getting to that point. But at the end of the year, they were really enjoying it, and they were going out more on their own and playing and just getting accustomed to, you know, some of these girls hadn't played golf before. So to have that ability for them to go out and still get accustomed to hitting a golf ball and then start taking that to the next level of scoring better and working on chipping and putting and driving and just, you know, enjoying the game and having fun. You know, that's why I meant it for the coaching, but that's what I really did see on the girls' side.
And then Kaylee's experience at state golf, as a coach first and as a dad second, what was the experience like for her, and, you know, what did she learn that maybe she can take back to get the goal of getting there next year?
Yeah. She had a phenomenal year, and we started out really, really hot and with her. And in the middle of the year, why it happens, but we always make some little subtle swing change that, and then we have to go back to the basics. And she went back to the basics at the end of the year. And what materialized is, well, she didn't play what we describe as her best round at conference. She still was an all-conference member. And she knew she had some strokes that she could shave off. And then we went into that regional meet, and I don't know if I'd ever seen her play better. The front nine, she played the back nine first. And, okay, we came out of there with about a 42, and I'm like, we need to be about, and I told her I think 85 would make it. And she goes out and shoots 38 or 39, and with 2 holes left, she's in the lead. You know, and that's against Cedar Rapids Xavier, that's against there's some other good teams there, and I didn't tell her where she was at for good reason. I didn't want her to get nervous, but I also knew that she had probably already locked up her spot on state. But I did tell her on the last hole to try to make about a 15-foot putt. I said just make it, and that would have tied her for medalist honors. But she ended up getting third, and then we go to state, and that first day, and I say I didn't ever see her play better at regionals, but then on the first day at state, she played absolutely fantastic, but she couldn't make a putt. And that happens in golf. And then the next day we go out, and she didn't hit the ball as well, but she putted better. So we end up with bookends of 80-80, 160 total. She tied for 20th in the state out of 72 golfers there. And she was just beaming. But by the time we got done with it, she was wore out, you know, coach too, and dad. To experience as a coach, I went there with Amy Sullivan at state 2 different times. And then, you know, it's unique because when you're an individual, the coach gets to walk along with the player the entire 18 holes and talk to them for the most part, and to try to settle them down. And I'm not going to lie, we did have a couple of father-daughter moments on the course, but overall the experience was just fantastic for her. She's pumped, she's ready to continue golfing over the summer and keep working at it, because she knows that there's some more strides to be taken.
You return most of your girls team, everybody on your boys team. You ought to, as a coach, you and Coach Keaty ought to be just ready to start right now for next year.
We are. Don't get me wrong, I do need a little time off, Derek, after the travel. I told our transportation director the other day, I'm kind of tired of being in a school vehicle, but that's in a good way, because, you know, that's a nice problem I have. But it's just, when you look at them, and, you know, then I'll give you a testament to the way my boys are. We play four straight days at Cedar Falls. They come home from a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night of playing, and some of the boys go right back out and play golf at Pine Knolls. I mean, that's what they want to do. And I've been out there a couple of different times and see three or four of them out there. And I know some of them are playing baseball, but some will go out there and hit during the course of the day. And I don't see them when they're doing that. And, you know, I'm hoping the girls take advantage of that opportunity over the summer too, so we can continue to improve and we can, you know, challenge for more opportunities within the tournaments and meets that we go to.
All right. Thanks for the time this year. You know, you deserve some time off and a little bit of a break. We'll see you next spring then.
That sounds good. Thanks, DC.
That's Barry Smith, Knoxville golf coach. We're back after this on KLIA KRLS.